of the enemy is a lie.
Amen.
To throw you off track.
Amen. Because,
think about it this way. They admitted in the court in Paul's day, y'all, the apostles turned the world upside down. Mm-hmm. Satan, though, he could not stop them. He tried. He tried to kill them. Nothing worked.
And the court couldn't stop it.
And the court couldn't stop it.
Amen.
So the enemy had to regroup and reconsider this thing. He had to, Paul said it and Peter said it. When we die off, teachers are going to rise up that's going to teach wrong. Break through the darkness. If it's a lie, it can't work. God, the Holy Spirit can't sanction it. If you're sick in your body, believe for healing. Take it to the highest court. See, we're living in the last days. This is when the greatest move of God will happen. I can't tell you how to look because I don't know. I don't know if it'll be obvious or not. Because God is working.
You don't know if it'll be what now?
Obvious. I don't know how obvious it'll be.
Oh, it won't be obvious.
It will be from God's perspective, but he's dealing with the heart. You may not see a lot of cheer in people. I don't know how this thing will look. And I don't really care. I just want it to be done. He said that, the last hour, he sent out laborers that were sitting around doing nothing. And they went out and reaped a great harvest. The last hour.
The greater harvest.
This is the time to yield to the Holy Spirit. Do whatever.
They yield to him. They went out.
But it'd be obvious to us, but for the ungodly, they may not see the spiritual aspect that we see. They're still blinded.
Yeah. You got to break through the darkness.
Okay. The way that the world is going to know, we did a study on the next move of God. The way the world is going to know the next move of God is that it's going to go outside the church and they're going to see it just like they saw it with the first church, with the beginning. Those folks saw something. Simeon said, let me buy it. I see it. Let me buy it. I would give you, and this man wasn't broke, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had all his books he was selling to. He had the whole, it's something to have a whole town. Buying your books and
that's why I say I don't know how to look.
But he still didn't realize what was going on like the people of God realized. He thought it was something he could buy. He didn't.
He didn't have the teaching and the understanding.
Right. But he saw something.
But it was enough to turn the world eyes toward God.
Yes, yes, yes.
We got to get something to turn the world eyes toward God so we can get that harvest. Yeah.
This can only happen through you can't represent him unless you yield to him. You can't yield to him unless you give him your attention.
And it was the Holy Ghost he was trying to buy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the Holy Ghost that's going to take and bring in the end-time harvest.
When you go back to the first revivals and the first moves of God and the assignments of the apostles, what do? They went before the Holy Spirit. And they got an assignment and they did the assignment.
The Holy Spirit is very important. That's our guide for the year.
Amen.
People think that he's going to use my denomination.
Oh, no.
Amen.
Church. But if it's off track, he can't use it.
Amen.
But what he's going to do is he builds truth on truth. People that receive him. That's why it's so important. See, he left the people that was working in the field. They were working, but they were working wrong. Because they didn't reap the harvest. But the people who he sent out, they got the same wages, people that's been in it for years. Because they hit the Lord showed them where the hot spots are. You get that in prayer. You don't get that with a campaign.
No, you don't.
You said something very deep. You said those that are not on track. A train that's not on track cannot move. And when the track turns and you turn, as long as you're on track, you're going to get from point A to point
That's
B.
That's what I'm talking
You've
about.
You've got to stay on track.
Amen.
Stay in communion. Don't look at what you see. Look at him. Do what he say. This can only work if you yield to him and do. Don't underestimate what God can do in you. You can't depend on anybody else. What is God saying to you personally? What's the commandments? What is he gearing you up for?
You know, it's just what Paul said in the 12th chapter, looking at Jesus. Keep your focus. Mm-hmm. Keep your focus on Jesus. Mm-hmm. Not on man, not on this. But your focus is on Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will keep you with perfect focus if you keep it on him. Mm-hmm. But that's where your focus has got to be.
Yeah. If you don't break through the darkness, you can't get all your promise from God. They didn't drive out all the enemy like they should have. And the people became like a thorn in the flesh and smoke in their eyes. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't completely drive them out. Then they made covenants that they shouldn't have made.
Yes. Amen.
Same thing now. That's the only thing that holds back the people of God from fully cooperating with the Lord. Isaiah said a darkness will come over the earth. We got to break through it. And the only way we can do it, we have to receive what the Lord is saying. He will train us in how to do it personally. And then he'll give you it. Don't underestimate how simple the instructions of God would be. He may tell you, he said, the way you make great changes, you change a few things that you do every day. He'll show you what to pray for.
Amen.
He'll show you who to talk to. You may not see anything. You can't go by that. You got to go by
faith.
Am I doing what God is saying? If God tells you to do something and it's simple, you do it, and you did it. What else?
You know, I was watching a Sid Roth show, and this guy on there was saying, you're talking about what you're talking about right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, exact, almost.
Yeah.
And it's a new one, too, this year. And he said this right here. He said, the very first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is yell out, yes.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Whatever your will is. And then him and his wife, she wakes up because of it.
Uh-huh.
And then they get out and they start praying, and they speak in tongues nearly all day long, every day.
Because the angel told them that when you pray in tongues, you're praying the will of God in your
life.
Will
of God in your life.
Just one more train analogy. I'm a train person. I don't like to fly. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking cross-country trips on the train. And there are dozens of people on that train that's making sure everything goes right that you never see.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to stay and become and stay being our part of the body. That train does not need 12 engineers. That it needs a cleaner. It needs an engineer. It needs a lighting director. So everything works perfectly on that train as long as everybody is doing their part. Stay in your lane. Whatever God has told you is your ministry and your lane, your part of the body. Stay in that so that the train will stay on track.
See, God
no matter how insignificant you think it is, stay in your lane.
He'll take our puny actions. We're not
doing
much.
All together.
We're not sweating.
Yeah.
He'll take our puny words, our puny actions. And in his hands, he can do something with it. It's all about you. And he'll show you what to do, and it's precise.
Amen.
Because we think spit is disgusting, but do you know you can't eat, your food can't digest, nothing can happen in your body without spit. So even if you spit, the small insignificant things, I know this sounds disgusting, but the small insignificant things, your fingernails protect your fingers. Some of us are just fingernails, but say you cannot work without your fingernails.
We wouldn't get too far without saliva. Everything.
No,
everything.
You can't. Everything.
Think intricately.
Yes.
The world don't think that way.
No.
Me and Brother Charles was talking how that was about, I was telling about a friend of mine said that his uncle or his cousin he was in seminary school. The Baptist pastor was the professor. And he taught the class that praise and worship was of the devil.
Oh my God.
Lord. Seriously?
Yeah. Now, this is seminary school. Break through the darkness. Don't let people lie to you. I don't care who they are, what title they have.
I have a friend of mine. His name is Brother Neil Hosey. He said that, you know, he's probably more educated than Brother Monty. Okay? And he said he went to cemetery is what he calls it, because he said you're just learning a doctrine. That's all you're learning. You're not actually learning the truth of the word.
Well, they've got atheist professors in the Christian colleges now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can't, don't let
people
lie.
That's true. It's so true.
Break through all that
bump.
Pastor calls it bump.
Yeah.
Break it, rules.
Can I tell you one thing? This is something that I've been really paying attention to for years. I really believe that the mentality of the world is literally being programmed. Now, I'm not talking about the church now, the actual church. It's being programmed right now to fight God when he comes.
Yep.
The mentality.
Yeah. I've been fighting
literally
this for a long time.
All weapons will be pointed skyward, not here, on this battle. That's what the word says. I didn't say it. But you look at the mentality of all your movies, your TV shows, your news, you name it. It's all about fighting him when he comes.
Setting it up.
Yeah. And I feel the Holy
Ghost. That's a good way of saying it.
Setting it up. Getting your mind ready for it.
I promise you this. God won't use them. He won't use fallen thoughts to base any revival on.
Nope.
And I've noticed too.
He's going to use Holy Ghost trained people.
With young people,
to speak
especially
his word.
Like teenagers, it seems like they're trying to make the enemy. I can see him so clearly. He makes like smoking, cursing, like stuff is like so cool. But that's probably been going on since the end of time, beginning of time. But it's like, it's so hard for them because when you try to talk about God, which I'm a person who loves to witness and talk about Jesus, they're kind of just like, they're scared. They don't know what to say because what was everybody going to think? Because everybody does the, you know, the smoking, the drinking. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how everybody is. And it's kind of like the enemy is, it's like the world. I understand, like, we're in the world and we're not of the world. But it's so, when you look on social media, it's just so prevalent. Like, I feel like I post, like, encouraging scriptures. And, you know, if I would have posted something with cuss words and stuff, like, oh, this gets like, oh, go girl, go sis. But like, they like all the other stuff. It's like, they don't want to have nothing to do with Jesus. Like,
they don't know it yet.
They don't know it yet. That's
but
good.
Light, but we shine the light, like Mary was saying. That comes from right out of relationship. Doing what God personally tell you to do. He'll show you how to reach hard-headed people. Break the darkness.
Amen.
Because his word does not return void.
No.
Ever.
Come on, this class is on fire here. But we got to eat. Lord, Supper.
He said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body.
Yes, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body.
It is for my healing.
It's for our healing.
My spouse's healing.
My
children's healing.
My children's healing.
Thank you that by your stripes.
Thank you that by your stripes.
By the beatings you bore.
By the beatings you bore.
By the lashes on your back.
Lashes on your back.
We are completely healed.
We are completely healed.
Totally.
Amen.
I believe and I receive.
I believe and receive.
He said, thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant.
Man. Thank you, Lord.
Cut in your blood.
Cut in your blood.
Your blood has brought me forgiveness.
Your blood has brought me forgiveness.
And washed me from every sin.
And washed us from every sin.
I thank you that your blood has made me righteous.
I thank you that your blood has made us righteous.
And as I drink, I celebrate and partake.
Of
the inheritance of the righteous.
Of the inheritance of the righteous.
Which is preservation.
Preservation.
Healing.
Healing.
Wholeness.
Wholeness.
And all forms of prosperity.
And all forms of
prosperity. Hallelujah.
God wants you to, if you're in league with him, he wants you to be like him.
Hi-yah.
Amen.
But you can't focus on the pledge. Just focus on him.
Amen.
Even when you get what you want, keep focusing on it.
Amen.
And the Lord will cause you to do the most necessary thing. It's not hard, it's easy. It's a whole lot easier than succumbing to the enemy. Steve Quill said, either you're an overcomer or a succumber. We're designed by the shed blood, by the broken body, by the mind of Christ, and by the heart of the Lord to win.
Amen.
He paid everything possible for us to share in his victory.
Yes.
He won this fight for us.
Yes.
With his leadership and our commitment, the world can't stand a chance.
Amen. No.
Amen.
He's going to divide the light from the darkness. Don't be afraid to do that.
How about?
If you fill your heart with the word of God, the word of God is sharp in any two-edged sword. It will divide the soul. Your words, your actions, your advice, your counsel, your persuasion will do the same thing.
Amen.
Don't apologize for it. Amen. Don't be afraid to have your opinion. Share them when the Holy Ghost gives them to you. Amen. Don't judge people and don't accuse people. Amen. We are judges by operating in faith. When we operate in faith, every time we operate in faith, we judge the world for what it is. Just every time we operate according to the perfect love of God, we judge the world because we broke through the darkness and we had the same problems everybody else had, and we broke through. When Job would not curse God and die, he judged Satan. He was faithful with less information. He was faithful and he didn't have evidential knowledge, never seen God before. And he was committed against his own life, against his own body, against everything he knew. He was committed and he was faithful to the Lord. He judged Satan. Satan is an accuser. The world is an accuser. Everything they do to promote their darkness, they accuse people. They accuse their character. No evidence. Hadn't heard that side of it.
Well, it doesn't even matter if it's true or not, okay? I found out something this week, actually, okay, by doing my daily confessions, okay? Mm-hmm. No accusation, it says in the Word. None in Colossians. I don't care what they are, because you're dealing with a just judge and you have the blood of Jesus on you. Mm-hmm. So any accusation that's brought up with you, even if it's from a person that's doing the will of Satan, mm-hmm. doesn't matter. Those accusations were taken care of on the cross by the blood of Jesus. Doesn't matter if they're true or if they're not.
That's right. But he said, every word raised against us shall we cast down.
Exactly.
Shall we be in the wrong, because that is the heritage.
That's right. It's our heritage.
There you go. It's our heritage. But you better have a scripture like Christ did,
right.
A word,
yes, ma'am.
To rebuke every
yes,
lie
ma'am.
Of the devil.
And
you
the
better
word
have
is.
Something,
if not,
the word to rebuke him.
If not, he's got the right to accuse you. That's the thing. He has the right if you don't stop it.
Yeah.
And the blood of Jesus stops it.
Yeah. When you're operating from the blood of Jesus, from life, I got a new confession. I am a Christian. The light of God prevails in me.
Yes.
The light of God's word prevails in me, in my thoughts, in my actions. I was driving down the road. I just said, the light of God prevails in me. When you receive the word of God, you're attracted to it. When you love God's word, you're attracted to it. You treasure it. And you don't waste it. You use it.
Write it down.
And then you can say, I hate the ways of this world. See, when you hate the world, you don't have to worry about something like any kind of vice, any kind of... If you say you hate it, it will become repulsive to you. To where you can't stand it. It can be pride, it can be lust, it can be smoking, drinking, drugs, whatever. If you say you hate it,
yeah.
Your body don't hate it. Yet. Keep saying you hate it, your body will hate it.
Jones Meyer says that's how she quit smoking.
You keep saying you hate
it. Driving down the road, puffing, I hate cigarettes, I hate the way they smell.
That's what
the
I'm talking about.
And within a week after trying for years, she had stopped smoking. Boom.
Do it the easy way. The life of God prevails in me, and I hate the works of darkness. You're good to go. Be in your heart with his word, and you'll be just like his word.
I'm writing that down.
All right. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Bless us to continue. Bless us to be strategic just like you're strategic.
Yeah.
Help us to do all that's in your heart. Let your light prevail in us, in Jesus' mighty name. Help us do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, yeah.